best contacts.
The Red Berets are helping the cities in fear.
The best sources.
Rita, that was an explosive interview.
Chasing it down. Curtis and Cosby, 77 WABC.
Just a little get-together for the employees. Have a few drinks. Blow off a little steam. Nothing crazy.
Merry Christmas, Jeremy.
That's a scene from Office Christmas Party, everybody, and it's 2:38, and you're listening to Curtis and Cosby here on 77 WABC. And that was a very good film, by the way, with Kate McKinnon, Jason Bateman, and boy, they talked about some wild things that go on at those parties.
If you are going to have intercourse tonight, please do not do it on company property. Go into the Rite Aid parking lot.
We're talking Rite Aid, baby, make it all night. Fwah, fwah, fwah.
You know what? I guess the parties I've been to have been a little more boring compared to that. But now there is a new study, and it basically comes out, Curtis, and it says that this will be the year that there will be the fewest holiday parties since the recession. And you would think, listen, the economy's booming, things are doing great. You would think it's sort of a time for people to let loose on steam, people, everybody working hard. But yet, one of the reasons that they blame it on is exactly what we just heard in that movie. Is there a little bit of kind of crossing the line that happens at holiday parties? And because of the Me Too movement, has the Me Too movement put a damper on the big parties, which I think are always a lot of fun?
Well, think about it. The corporate tax rate, Trump has dragged from 35%, which was too much, down to 21%. That helps us compete globally. That means there's more corporate profits, more money for them to utilize, including for little tchotchkes for the employees. This always used to be considered a little tchotchke. In fact, some companies, our own years ago, used to plan months ahead of time. You knew exactly where you were going. You could bring your friend. If you weren't married, you could bring your spouse. And it would be a night full of activities from beginning to end. It'd be all different stages.
And I think it's a good thing, too, Curtis, because you get to meet other people in the company. Sometimes people work in big buildings where you don't always get to know the people. Sometimes it helps with business. It helps with relationships. This, to me, I'm a big fan of, like, work hard, play hard.
Yeah, but I think first it was the alcohol situation that led to many lawsuits, where you're serving alcohol at your Christmas party, and then all of a sudden, or it's a New Year's Eve party that's sponsored by the company, and there's a fender bender or an accident. Now the company's dragged in. They're part of the civil litigation process.
Or you see somebody, Curtis, like, oh, wait a minute, I think that guy's married to somebody else.
Right.
You know, that's the other thing.
Or you're like Christian, you're running around looking for mistletoe because, you know, not even a mouse or a rat would kiss you under normal circumstances. So you're trying to force yourself on a young lady because you say, oh, look, the mistletoe, you have to give me a kiss.
No, I work in the same company. Feel sorry for me, right? So, that kind of thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're out there. There's been an increase in Christmas parties of late. And now suddenly this year, Buffalo box office, record corporate profits, record unemployment rates. Mm-hmm. The economy is percolating. 4% GNP. Everything to celebrate. Let the good times roll. And there are less and less Christmas parties that corporations are underwriting. In fact, they're basically telling you, you know something? You want to go out with some friends that you work with here or a local gym.
Go do it here.
God bless you. We're not giving you any money. We're not giving you a bottle to take home, you know, as some kind of a little tchotchke present. You're on your own. 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222.
And how much has the Me Too movement, you guys, too, also played a role? Because I do think, Curtis, that it has. I mean, a lot of these human resource companies have come out and said that we need to sort of explain to people in this environment where, listen, a lot of people have been put on notice for acting very inappropriately. That, listen, there are certain rules that you need to play. And it is an interesting thing because we hadn't really thought about the repercussions. Like, is there going to be like a general or somebody who's going to be at the party making sure that nobody acts inappropriately?
Monitors.
Yeah, monitors.
Like we
right.
used to have at the old sock hops.
Yeah.
We used to have at the school dances in which you'd either have the nuns, the priests, or the lay teachers, or the parents who would make sure that you didn't have that urge to merge. You didn't get too close to the young lady. You didn't sneak outside and all of a sudden swap a little spit. that kind of supervision. And the other thing is, particularly if the parties are taking place, whether in the facility in which you work to begin with, which some Christmas parties do, or you're going out, you're outsourcing it to a restaurant or a bar or some kind of a catering establishment, there are now cameras everywhere. Cameras everywhere. So obviously, there's a lot of behavior that would never escape the naked eye because people would always say, let's go to the videotape. A woman is making an allegation or an employee is making an allegation. Everything's on tape now. So it's sort of like immediately the corporation is being held culpable. They have to do their own internal investigation. And I think they're saying, hey, this is mishigosh. This is a lot of craziness. And I'd love to find out if there are any old school folks out there who still have the traditional Christmas parties the way it was years ago.
I also think, Curtis, that some companies are being also fairly cheap, too. They're using it as an excuse, too, because they are expensive to do these parties. A lot of companies, I think they're just trying to kind of blame it on, oh, we have to be careful. We have to do this. I think some of it is just sort of a pathetic excuse to get out of it. And I think it's a nice thing. I'm still for all parties. And I hope there's not going to be, as you always describe, sort of this 80-year-old Italian grandmother, as you always say, with the mustache.
Sicilian, that's right. Sicilian mountain
Can
woman.
By the way, think about a party. Would that not put a damper on the party? You're about to talk to somebody or give them a hello hug.
Let me tell you something.
Wait,
some
don't
of the
do
guys,
it.
Some of the guys I grew up with in which the Sicilian mountain women were the chaperones, it never put a damper on them. 1-800-848-WABC. Let's go to Andrew's calling from Stanhope. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby here at WABC. Andy.
Hi, Andy.
That sounds scary. Sicilian chaperone, you definitely got to keep in line with them. But the days of the Xerox and the butt cheek is over. The Me Too ended that. I guess in my day it was like you Xerox and butt cheeks on the copyright.
Oh, yeah.
Party.
By the way, Andrew, I have to make an admission. I remember a college day. I didn't do it, but I did see someone else do it, and it was a very interesting Xerox picture.
So, Andrew, did you save your Xerox butt scan the same way you save your MRI scans?
My butt's too small.
Oh, I see.
Oh, baby don't got back.
A skinny, bloody butt there, right? It probably
but nowadays, it's sexting, I guess that's over. No sexting with the Me Too movement. No.
Well, and right, Anthony Weiner didn't get that message.
That's for your persona non grata.
Do not invite Anthony Weiner to your Christmas party, Curtis.
1-800-848-WABC. Let's go to Keith in Brooklyn. Welcome to Rita Cosby and Curtis Lee with Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Well, unfortunately, it's not really Yeah, we're calling it a holiday party because it's politically incorrect to call it a Christmas party. And it's really just an attack on Catholic and Christian people. They've been a victim of countless attacks by some political parties over the years, and they need that kind of conflict to develop their own political narrative.
You know, in all the times that I saw my fellow colleagues here at the old WABC get half in the bag, I never once heard them referring to these Christmas/holiday parties as religious. They were always secular, Keith.
Yeah.
I never remember a religious overtone to them.
But people are conscious about not the party per se, but where Keith is interesting is that people are like, it's not politically correct to say Merry Christmas. It's more Happy Holidays because you don't know if the person, what faith they are, if they're Jewish, if there's, people have gotten a very kind of politically correct on how to phrase it.
Yeah, but there's not even holiday parties.
No, but, people are worried about sending a Christmas card. They need to send a Happy Holidays card. That's where he's going
to. I'll tell you what, then don't send anything at all.
Yeah.
Hallmark will hate you because all of a sudden their profit, which profits are enormous around holidays, would start going down. But I'm telling you, I just think it's corporations who always think the worst. These sexual harassment lawsuits, which are frivolous, some of them are very serious.
But I was going to say, at parties,
it can be bad for the morale also of a company.
Oh, yeah, but don't you think?
Because it pits people against one another.
But don't you think, Curtis, that sometimes at parties you have to admit, and I not necessarily here, but I have been to some crazy parties, like where holiday parties, you're like, what's going on in the corner at 1, 2 in the morning? Not necessarily a WABC party.
Well, I got to tell you, if I had to be forced to be in the same enclosure with Brian Mongalooch and the hipsters and millennials who work here, like our phone screen at Christian, I'd say later for this party. Oh, my God.
No, you'd start. You'd really start drinking.
My Lord.
That's when you go, like, give me the keg. I don't want to just take a sip.
Our number is 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. When we return, a little recap on Amazon. I can't wait to hear my colleagues, Savage, Levin, Shapiro, who follow, if they talk about the Amazon deal, talk about it's all Ocasio, it's all liberal socialists, without having read today's New York Post. The conservative paper that is completely opposed to it. Watch my prediction. 1-800-848-WABC.